Now, medical science offers you proof positive. Yes, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette is safer to smoke because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, did you hear that the award's just now on the air?
No, I didn't.
I understand that the Bartender's Guide just voted Lost Weekend as the best picture, see? Winchell gave it an orchid and the Bartenders gave it four roses.
Red, you look a little tired tonight. What have you been doing?
I've been up all night with a sick routine, you know. The old routine that Major Daniels gave me down there. Tonight, I feel a bit,
There's a word here I'm not going to try.
I feel a bit debilitated. I'll bet my teacher in Vincennes is proud of me.
What have you been doing, Red?
Well, our sponsor, Mr. Raleigh's in town tonight.
Raleigh?
Yes.
Raleigh, let's see. I do believe I've heard that name before.
Come, old boy. You better remember it or you won't hear it again. Oh, I love this guy. He's so naive. Meets the train, you know. And Mr. Raleigh gets up. There he is, standing with a big sign on his back. Smoke Raleigh's and tune in on Tuesday.
Well, Mr. Raleigh enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah. He's got a great sense of humor, you know. I was with him last night. He'd tell a joke, and I'd laugh. And then I'd tell a joke. Then he'd tell a joke, and I'd laugh. He's a nice fella, though.
Say, did you get him a date with a glamour girl?
Now, he wants Rita Hayworth or nothing.
Did you ask her?
Yes, and nothing's getting mighty monotonous. He wanted to go to a Hollywood nightclub for a sandwich.
Well, what did you do?
We sold his Cadillac and went in.
I'm proud of that. Well, say, did Mr. Raleigh have a good time at the nightclub?
Yeah, we saw a very good show. A girl did a fan dance the hard way.
Did a fan dance the hard way?
Yeah, she used a yo-yo with a feather on her.
Did you discuss the radio show with Mr. Raleigh?
Yes, I did. I told him because the show was so successful, I was going to tear up my old contract and ask for a new one. We was up way late into the night.
Celebrating?
No, pasting my contract back together. You know, after all, he pays me $5,000 a week. And $5,000 is a lot of cigarettes, bud.
Well, where's Mr. Raleigh staying?
Well, you know that big apartment, the Wilshire Palms, with a view of the park?
Yeah?
Well, I got him a place in the park with a view of the apartment. No kidding, we got him a room. We got him a room, but I'm having a little trouble with him. He insists on having four doors put in it, one for each wall.
Why?
He says if Lana Turner walks by, he's going to be ready.
Hello, Red.
Oh, how are you?
Isn't Mr. Raleigh a wonderful man?
He sure is, Anita.
You know, I think you overdid it, though, the way you tried to impress him.
What do you mean?
Well, after all, meeting a train dressed as Sir Walter Raleigh.
You proud of that, aren't you? Well, you know, I told Mr. Raleigh that you were the loveliest, most charming girl I knew, and outside of being the best singer.
Oh, you're so sweet, Red. I could throw my arms around you and hug you.
Really? Well, that's not all I said either. And he said to me, he says he's going to double your salary.
Oh, gee, I think I'll save that hug for Mr. Raleigh.
Well, that'll learn me to keep my mouth shut.
Oh, Red, here's Pat with something for you.
Oh?
Red, you're going to be proud of this. Red Skelton, care NBC Hollywood. Poor Richard board meeting yesterday nominated one Red Skelton to non-resident membership in Ye Old Club. Unanimous approval given by every member. Congratulations, Roger Clipp, President Poor Richard Club. And here, Red, is your ribbon and Poor Richard medal.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, gentlemen. I'm really honored to be a member of such a great organization that does so much for their fellow man.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive. Yes, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette is safer to smoke because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, exhaustive scientific tests of America's six biggest-selling brands, certified by 14 distinguished doctors, including eminent throat specialists, have just proved conclusively. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So, no other is actually safer to smoke. See if you don't agree, Raleigh's are right. Right for taste, right for throat. Try Raleigh's. Enjoy Raleigh's rich tobacco. That milder, smoother, more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science now offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette is safer to smoke. Because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. And now, lovely Anita Ellis sings All the Things You Are.
Makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know of what you are. Someday my happy hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you
tonight we open our Skelton scrapbook of satire to a story entitled
Hospital Capers. Our characters are fictional. Any resemblance to persons living is unintentional and shouldn't happen to a dog. Chapter 83 is entitled Afraid of the Doctor. This is the story of Klim Kadiddlehopper, the man with the IQ of double zero. Two empty heads. He's a hypochondriac and will take anything that even looks like a pill.
All the things I am, I was for you.
I just don't feel good today. I took my temperature and it's just 2 points under the price of eggs. I really feel bad. I went to see Dr. Gillespie. I sat through the picture 3 times and he didn't even wait on me. I've been taking medicine all week. I took 3 bottles of them vitamin pills. It's pretty hard, too, boy. Them bottles are hard to swallow. You know? Think I'll go tell Sarah Dew. Maybe she'll be sympathetic with me.
Howdy, Clem.
Well, Sarah Dew, howdy doody to you, too.
Imagine running into you. What a surprise.
Yeah, I'm surprised, too. Would you help me from under the car here, please?
What's ailing you? You look serious.
Well, you don't look so good, you know, yourself. I ain't been myself lately. I just...
What's that rope in your hand?
Well, that's got me puzzled. Either I found a rope or I've lost a cow. Don't feel good, Joe. Can't seem to think.
Well, Clem, I'd go see a doctor if I knew you, because you don't look so good.
You said that while ago, and you don't look so good yourself. Old woman. Yeah.
Why, Clem, I'm not so old. After all, I've still got the schoolgirl complexion.
Yeah, but those awful big diplomas under your eyes.
Name one girl prettier than me.
Well, that'll be pretty hard to do, you know.
Oh, is it, Clem?
Yeah, it'll be hard to name one. There's so many, you know.
Clem, was that a joke?
I thought it was until I said it.
Well, I'm sorry to say this, Clem, but you got bats in your belfry.
Is that who's ringing them bells in my head? I took a box of them pills, you know, that puts iron in your blood.
You took a whole box of pills at once?
Family size, too.
Well, you certainly ought to have iron in your blood now.
You're not kidding. Watch, I'll bend over for you.
Gee, you're going to have to get oiled.
Well, I can't drink a thing. Makes my teeth get all rusty, you know. Goodness, I feel like an old junk heap, you know.
Well, you better come with me to Doc Thompson's office.
No, no. The last time I was at Doc Thompson's office, he wrote out a prescription for me to take. I took the prescription, and it was the worst tasting paper I ever had in my life. Well, let's go in and see the doc. Come on, we'll go in.
Well, here we are at the doctor's. Come on, let's go in.
Oh, good afternoon, Sarah Dew.
Doc Thompson, will you take a look at my boyfriend, Clem?
Do I have to? My, Clem, you do look pale and wrinkled.
Yeah, it's a Venetian blind. I'm over here.
What seems to be your trouble?
Well, I've been staying up nights trying to figure out what's wrong with me.
You have?
Yep, I was up last night and I found out what it was.
What?
I ain't been getting enough sleep lately.
Well, can you remember what brought this trouble on?
Yes, I do. I took a bunch of them iron pills, you know. I believe I'm turning into a robot.
What makes you think so?
They threw me out of a theater last night for applauding. Look. How do you like that? Real dishpan hand.
Why, that's awful. You know, if this keeps up, you'll turn into a steel mill.
I know. Already pickets are walking around me.
Well, let's look at your throat.
Okay.
Open wide. Oh, my.
Oh, what is it, Doc?
Well, take a look.
Can I see, too? Or can I? It'd be quite a trick, wouldn't it?
Yes, we'll get a mirror. Here, look.
Boy, what a throat. Looks like a bowling alley with one pin still standing.
Well, you'll be all right. Just stop eating those things that make iron in your blood, like raisins and spinach.
Yeah, I'll cut out all pork, too. I don't want any pig iron. That's too fast for him. He didn't get it, either.
Now, let's see your tongue.
Okay.
Stick it out.
Mm-hmm.
Further.
Mm-hmm.
Further.
Mm-hmm.
Further.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
It's half red and half plaid.
That's my socks coming through. Well, what do you think, Doc? What do you think?
Well, I think you'd better go to the hospital.
Not me. My mother went to the hospital once.
Well, what happened?
Well, here I am.
Remember, medical science offers you proof positive. Remember, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette is safer to smoke, because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars, than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Herbert Marshall, popular screen star, says, quote,
I've seen the inside facts on cigarettes, and I'm convinced that medical science has proved no other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So, no other is safer to smoke than Raleigh's. From now on, I'm a Raleigh fan.
You're right, Herbert Marshall. Raleigh's are right. So, friends, next time, try Raleigh's. Enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos. That smoother, milder, more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science now offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette is safer to smoke, because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars, than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Now, David Forrester and his orchestra play the famous violin solo, Horse Toccata. But instead, 35 men will play the solo simultaneously all together at the same time. We'll be right back. much, David. Chapter 84 is entitled Child Psychiatrist. Child psychiatry is playing a great part in helping our future generation. A good psychiatrist might discover the poor child is backward, a real introvert, or Junior, the mean little kid.
Hold on to me, Grandma.
Now, Junior, stay with Grandma.
I will.
Oh, goodness, look at all the traffic.
Yeah.
We'll never get across the street.
Yes, we will, too. I has me little traffic whistle with me. I'm going to blow it right. Look at that Chevrolet playing piggyback. Yeah. Boy, that's the first time I ever seen a man get on the bus without getting out of his own car.
Give me that, Mr. Junior. Give me that. The devil's in you today.
If he is, he's going to be sorry, boy.
Oh, I've stood this long enough.
Don't you hit me.
Junior, we're going to see Dr. Bushell, the famous child psychiatrist.
Well, I'll give him a pick or two, huh? A psychiatrist? Who's that? What he does?
That's the doctor that looks into your mind.
Oh.
And he can see what's going on.
Really? Can I see, too?
No, Junior. You're too young to see what's going on in your mind.
Oh.
This doctor improves your mind.
Really? Well, boy, he's going to have slim pickings with me, ain't he, huh? Now, come on, let's go see them. I'm anxious to see them.
Now, we're going into the doctor's office. Please be good, Junior.
Does you want me to be good?
Yes.
Me old squeak self?
Yes.
Just like a widow gentleman?
Yes.
Not a chance.
Good afternoon, Mrs.
Felton.
Oh.
This is my grandson.
Well, young man, hello, hello, hello.
Ah, shut up. Why don't you pretend you're a pound of butter and make yourself scarce? Go ahead.
Schizophrenia.
Yeah. Did you say something or are you catching cold?
Doctor, I hope you can do something with him.
My dear lady, I've spent 20 years studying children like him.
And what's your conclusion?
I'm a bachelor.
Hey, is you really a widow child seeker, Rikers?
Junior, I help little children.
You do?
Now, before you leave here, you'll be grateful to me.
Why, are you going to give me some gumdrops?
No.
Then we'll never see eye to eye.
You know, madam, sometimes children idolize an older person so much that they imitate them.
I think he's following in his grandfather's footsteps.
You mean I are staggering?
Yes, Junior.
Hey, well, I take off my clothes so you can get on with the examination.
Junior, in my work, I don't examine your body. I examine your mind.
Oh, well, I take off my hat for you then.
Tell me, Junior, do you have strange dreams?
I sure do. Did you ever hear this one?
Easy does it, Junior.
Not that one, Grandma. Another one. You know, last night I dreamed I see Superman and Flash Gordon, and they was fighting. Ooh, it was awful. They was throwing atomic bombs at each other and shooting rocket guns at each other, and they was just about killing each other there. But they didn't do that. You know who stopped them?
No.
Little Orphan Annie. I followed that. You know, I used to dream that I was an elephant squirting water through me nose at people, you know. But lately I've been dreaming that I was an Indian and I goes around scalping them, you know.
Scalping people?
Yes, my dreams is getting better all the time.
That's very interesting.
From the picture, the same name. I'm glad you like it. Second pieces are much better, though. Stick around, will you?
What does that dream mean, Doctor?
It means that he has two opposite qualities. He has a good conscience and a bad conscience, and they're always battling for control of him.
Yeah, well, that good conscience ain't much of a fighter, is he?
I don't know. Now, tell me, Junior, all about your childhood, as far back as you can remember.
Well, that wouldn't take very long, because I ain't been here very long, you know. I remember when I was first born. I never forget that day. The old stork tried to commit suicide. I look up from me little padded cradle, and I saw me pop handing out cigars, you know. And then the next thing I know, Someone picked me up and they're trying to put a three-cornered zoot suit on me.
You know, he's a strange little fellow. He's bad, but really wants to be good.
Junior, do you really remember all that?
Yes, I got a perfect memory. I remember everything, you know.
Then tell me, if you have such a perfect memory,
yes?
Who put that frog in your grandfather's pajamas last week?
You know, I think my memory is failing me. I can't even remember who put the glue in his bedroom slippers last night.
Very interesting. He definitely has a split personality. Now, we'll test his willpower. Junior,
yeah?
I want you to go into the next room.
Yeah?
Now, you'll find a lot of different articles, playthings, valuable antiques, and you just go in and make yourself at home.
You mean me? In there with all that stuff?
Uh-huh.
All alone? You realize what you're doing, don't you?
Yes.
You mean you're a regular doctor, so you didn't wander in from someplace.
Oh, no, no, I'm a regular doctor. Huh? But I know you won't touch anything that you shouldn't.
He must be a stranger in town.
Run along like the man says, Junior.
Okay. Oh, goodness, look at it on the table. Slingshot in a box of rocks. Look at all of them windows and them vases. I wonder if it's a booby trap. Maybe it's a mirage. Maybe it's some kind of a trick. And then again, what do I care? I'm not going to do it anyhow. Give me a rock, boy.
Junior, what did you break?
Meow, meow, meow.
You see, it wasn't him after all. It was a cat.
He still works.
I really know that he broke something, but when he starts to do things like that, use a little psychology on him. Just pretend you don't care, and he'll stop.
Now, what's going on in here?
Nothing, Junior.
Now, you tell me what you was doing, or is I going to shoot you with a slingshot?
Oh, that would be fun. Go right ahead and shoot me.
It's all right, Junior. Go ahead.
Now, she ought to know better than that. No, I don't want to do it.
You see?
No, I wouldn't shoot you with a slingshot. You're a nice old doc. Could I borrow that hatchet over there?
No, you wouldn't hit him with a hatchet. You're kidding.
You just keep laughing, kiddo. That's all. You wait till he runs around here with a real split personality.
You've played long enough. Now, give me the rocks and the slingshot.
Okay, here's the rock.
Good heavens, my window.
Boy, I am hot now. Here comes another one.
Look out, Junior.
Psychiatry, I have found that when a person is badly hurt, he never repeats the harmful act. So this boy has learned a great lesson.
He don't know me very well, do you?
At the same time, Red Skelton, David Forrester, his office crew, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Kirby, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening.
And remember, listen to Hildegard tomorrow night, and The People Are Funny with Art Linkletter Friday night over most of these stations. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro Golden Mayer.
Sir Walter Raleigh. That's the tobacco that leaves your pipe as clean as a whistle. It's carefully blended from rich, ripe burleys and mellowed with just a touch of rum to enhance the natural, full-bodied flavor. And Sir Walter Raleigh burns right, slow, even, and cool, right down to the bottom of the bowl. It never leaves your pipe with a soggy heel, just a clean, dry ash. Next time, get Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown & Williamson Tobacco Corporation. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording. And for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.